Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Nadine Gordimer. N-A-D-I-N-E, Nadine, G-O-R-D-I-M-E-R, Gordimer. Now her dates are from 1923 to 2014. Now she was a South African novelist as well as a short story writer. And not only this, she was a Nobel Prize winning author and she was given the Nobel Prize for Literature in the year 1991. Okay? Along with this, she also won the Booker Prize in 1974. Okay, so all of these facts make her work even more important, that she is an award-winning writer. Now let me tell you that Gordimer was born into a very privileged, white, middle-class family in South Africa. And if you have read the history of South Africa, till the year 1994, they practiced a policy of apartheid. Okay, apartheid. A-P-A-R-T-H-E-I-D. And what is apartheid? It is just a kind of racial segregation where whites and blacks are segregated, and because of apartheid, a lot of discrimination also happened against the black community. Okay? And Gordimer, despite being born into a white middle class family, she was against the policy of apartheid. She was strongly, you know, opposed to apartheid. And in many of her works, we can find the critique of the policy of apartheid. Along with this, you'll find that her stories concern the devastating effect of apartheid, okay, on the lives of South Africans. On one hand, there is the constant tension between personal isolation and the commitment to social justice. Okay. In her stories, you'll also find that characters are unwilling to accept apartheid, yet they are unable to change it. So this critique of apartheid, then themes of exile and alienation, all of these you'll find in her works again and again. Okay? Now, with respect to her important works that you should know, the most important is The Conservationist. Okay? The Conservationist. This is the novel for which she was awarded the Booker Prize. Okay? After that, Burger's Daughter. Okay? This is the next work. Burger's, B-U-R-G-E-R, Burger's Daughter. And then we have another work called July's People, J-U-L-Y, okay? July's People. Ye teen work jo hain, aapko yaad rakhna hai. Along with this, in the year 1990, she published a novel called My Son's Story. ठीक है, तो ये भी काफी सारे यूनिवर्सिटीज में प्रिस्क्राइब्ड है, ये जो नॉवल है माई सन्स स्टोरी. सो एट लीस्ट रिमेम्बर द नेम्स ऑफ दीज फोर वर्क्स. ठीक है, सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, जस्ट रिमेम्बर दैट द राइटिंग्स ऑफ गॉडिमर आर वेरी पॉलिटिकली एंगेज्ड एंड सोशली अवेयर. ठीक है, हर राइटिंग इज डीपली रूटेड इन द सोशल एंड पॉलिटिकल रियालिटीज ऑफ साउथ अफ्रीका, पर्टिकुलरली द ऑप्रेसिव सिस्टम ऑफ अपार्थीड. ठीक है, शी ऑल्सो डिपिक्ट्स द रियालिटीज ऑफ रेशियल सिग्रीगेशन as well as violence and inequality. Along with this, you'll find psychological depth in her works. Okay, she is particularly, you know, interested in the psychological impact of apartheid on both the oppressors as well as the oppressed. Okay? So just remember the names of these four novels that I told you. One is The Conservationist. After that, Burger's Daughter. Uske baad July's People. And finally, My Son's Story. Okay?